So we were discussing the dinim of Iker and Tafel, and there's a case where, let's say you have these nuts which were covered with sugar, covered with some type of sugar. So over there, the chayra, the Iker is the nut, the sugar is just to make the nut taste sweet. And therefore, the bracha will be like the nut, and not like the sugar, even if the sugar is the rife. Even if the sugar is the rife. If, let's say, I have a case where I have a chocolate bar, and in the chocolate bar there's pieces of nuts, pieces of almonds, pieces of peanuts, of other nuts, or Rice Krispies in the chocolate bar, then l'chayim, I think that's pretty much accepted that the Iker is the chocolate bar, and the nuts is the tafel.
What about chocolate-covered nuts? Not like in a chocolate bar.
Oh, once I was in, that's what I'm about to get to. Right, so now let's move on to the next case. If I have chocolate-covered nuts, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein and Tshuva writes that you should make two brachas. Says there's the chocolate and there's the nut. So the chayyim should make two brachas. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, Amatzmiya, why is it any different than a taravis, where you have a taravis of two things that you want, we make a bracha on the raiv. So if it's true that you want the chocolate and you want the nut equally, so then you should just make the bracha on the raiv. That's what the other paiskim taina, and the charetz a strong taina. This the bracha points out that if when you're making, let's say the raiv is shaka. The rib is the chocolate. So when you're making a shako, if you have in mind that shapata the nut, the dievid shako works for everything. So then even Rav Moshe will agree that you patted the bracha on the nut. And the same way the other thing, if let's say the nut is the rib, and you had in mind when you're making it, if it's a bari priya eitz, let's say you had in mind that when you're making the bari priya eitz, and Shapata, the chocolate also be the effort of work, because there are places in the whole that chocolate is very pre-weights. So, Mimelo could be in that way, you'll be able to get to accomplish both. That's what the that's the Eitz of the Zaysa Bracha. Okay. I think we'll have to Sifches in Siminun Hey. Nundalami. A shayse shaman zayis kumashahu, and a varkal of cloud, but it should mazik like. Since it's mazikim to drink shaman zayis alone, you don't make a bracha on it at all. Vim ir vayim shatvam, if you mix it with other things, and other things, meaning the other things are roiv, the gabi the shaman, shaman's only a tafel to it, or maybe even, the other things are on the muet, but the shemen is the right. The shemen's the ikar. Who atafel v'rakarak alik achim yesh le ezem mechosh. If that's he has some kind of weakness, with tzarachet shemen refua, he needs the shemen for refua. Obechadesh le yazik le who ma'avay kishado v'shadave. He's only mixing in the other thing because he needs it for refua. Therefore, it's bracha is bari priya eitz and not shaka. However, we're looking for a case where you would make that, because drinking shemen zayis alone is mazik, so you don't make a bracha, you don't make a bari priya eitz on that. So it must be, it's talking about where you need the shemen zayis for refuah. So therefore, the shemen zayis is the ikar. And you're mixing with other things only so that it shouldn't be mazik. But, so therefore, even if the shemzai is only the miyot, we make a bari priyetz. Vimut tzame v'eke kamna zilish lesa tzimai, asha agav unayzim v'shem al refua, v'arachrak al mashke. And it makes a brach only on mashke, as long as the mashke is the roiv. Because if he wants both, so then it's like a taroiv. Chenadim, Nesin, Sechamashke, Egois, Moskat, Etzimrind, cinnamon, isangbel, ginger, dazin, basa kabana. Test komin makachas advash vasukim tefillin. That's what we said before. If you have sugar covered, if you have nuts covered with sugar, the nuts are going to be the ikar and the sugar is the tafel, even if the sugar is ripe. Even if it's ripe. Kedine kedima by brachas. So there's a din kedima by brachas, which gives a chashivas for the bracha. It's a chashivas for the bracha. Mishi is the fan of mine peris harbe, but writes the lech of mikul. Now, you say number one is that the dine kedima are only if he has them in front of him and he's going to want to eat from all of them. I mean, if let's say the din kedima is going to be on a shalem, and I'm going to go take the shalem out of the cabinet to make the bracha on it if I was not planning on eating it. It's when I have the whole roll and the half a roll in front of me, and I'm going to eat that whole roll and the half a roll. So then the question is there din kedima on the whole roll or not? And if there is, that's when I have to do it. So Misha is the front of him. He has in front of him. If he has in front of him, peres harbe, different types of peres, v'roitz alecha mekulam, he wants to eat from all of them. Im b'yachasim shavais, if their brachas are the same, v'varach hazeh shu chavav lai. V'chavetz b'yais, he should make a bracha on the one which is chaviv to him, and the one that he wants more. It's mashma, even if one of them are from the Zayin Minim, which has the chashivas of Zayin Minim, still, chaviv goes first. And this is called the Rosh HaTevis that we gave for this was chamesh. Ches for chaviv, mem for min sheva, and shin for shalim. So the first one is chavit. V'im shneim shavim lebchavivos. But let's say they're both just as good to me. Azayim yesh b'neim min sheva. Then we go to mem, which is min sheva. Shin shtav chumen eretz yisrael. Yivarach hazeh. Avi sheinei ala chetzi pri. Even though it's only half a pri. V'ashayin shleimois. V'mei b'neim min sheva. So then im echad shalim v'echad einei shalim shalim adiv. So again, it says by Berchaseim Shava is it's Chamesh. Chaviv, Min Sheva, Shalem. Vechayim Ein Berchaseim Shava is, let's say one's a Bari Pri Eitz, one's a Bari Pri Adama. Asha Echad Berchase Bari Pri Eitz, Echad Berchase Bari Pri Adama. Shetzarach Levarach HaShneim. So I have to make two brachas. Im HaEchad, Chaviv Alav, Yivarach Tchila Al Chaviv. Im Shneim Shava Alav, they're equal. Yivarach Tchila Al Zeshu Mimin Sheva, afilim uchetzi. V'mein b'neim b'min shiva, shalim adif. V'shneim shneim v'shneim v'chaseim yakten b'ri priya eitz, b'ri priya dam. L'maisa we paskin thereby, ein b'chaseim shavais, we go in meshech. Min shevas first, then shalim, and then chaviv.
That's
a b'chaseim shavais? By ein b'chaseim shavais, then we go in Chamesh. Ein Berchaseim Shavais, then it's Meshach. And some of the order of the brachas. Let's see, base. If Kul and Hame Min Shiva, let's say they're all from the Min Shiva, Shavala Bechavivis, and they're also equal to Bechavivis, Sachlak, the Mezeshik Dima are Pasik. The Eretz Basrish and Embazi, so yes, I say that. Nimsil Fizeki, Tzmarim, Kaidin Lanavim, a Tamar, a day goes before grapes, Fisha Tzmarim, Hame Shani, the Eretz Basrish, second to the second word, says Eretz twice over there. We always look at what's closer to the Eretz. But Novim who shlishi the Eretz kama, and Davka Novim, Avu Yayin Kim Shudav Achashiv, Vekavu Loi Brachlatzu Hu Kadun Chaperis. Now, how do yesh mayla min shiva dafke shenigma a pri dafke the pri already is fully ripe? A pri shalay nigma ele mayla, la mishdabach krab mimidu lechazi. Tell one praise it's over sun, it's not right. Chenim achlish like a derchan asa, you are a kaisis chita in la kedima. But there is no kedima. Okay. Sif Dalit, im yesh tefarim dovah shibirchasi bari pri eitz or bari pri adama, yam dovah shibirchasi shakal. If you have in front of you two things. One of them is either eitz or adama, and the second thing is shakal. Right, zalecha mishneim. Birchats bari pri eitz, birchats bari pri adama, kodemis. Sheikh Hashuva is the fishain, mifuroris yesu, because the more specific in the bracha. Shein poitri zalmin echot. Shakal, Ibracha Kalel is Harbi. I feel him ze, Shabirchas, Shakal, Chavala Yosef. Come on, we talk like them, but he prays, but he prays Adam. Right? In Bracha, there's a Rosh Tevis called Maga Esh, or Maga Oisha. Maga is Mem, Mezoinis, Gofen, Eitz. Maga Esh Adama is Adama Shakal, and if you have Reach, then Reach goes at the end. Okay, Mitzvah will continue tomorrow. Let's see after Shmai. Have a wonderful day. I thought they said Adama, the Rabbeinu.